2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, when we're talking about running businesses, we always think about the financial side of things, and you put all the foundations in place. Got to understand my books. I've got to understand my products. I've got to understand my services. I have to get my marketing right. All these billion-tillion things go screaming around in your head, and you accidentally forget that you're a human being and that human beings need good nutrition and they need a spot of exercise occasionally, which does not mean running backwards and forwards to the photocopier, to your desk, to the photocopier, to your desk, and then out to the administration person to wave your arms about madly because something hasn't been done. You cannot run a small business effectively unless you look after yourself. Now, we're joined today by Gail Walker, who not only knows how to run a small business effectively because she does just that, she also knows how to look after herself. And it turns out, luckily for us, other people. She has Powerhouse Private Training Studio, which is a terribly flash way of saying that she gets you out of your office and makes you exercise your butt. Gail, welcome.
Thank you. That was awesome.
So, Powerhouse Private Training Studio. Are we talking about coming into some corner of your house and exercising on a Pilates machine?
No.
Oh, gracious. So tell us, what's this all about?
It's not that. No. It's a private space. I'm in the middle of an apartment complex.
Right.
So you cannot see me from the street. You need an invitation to get in the door. And you walk down the stairs. You walk past a beautiful pool. It looks like a resort. And then into the gym. And it's a dinky-dye, hardcore gym.
Right, so no Pilates mats, no incense burning in the corner and no woo-woo.
Well, I do have mats.
Fantastic.
I do have a diffuser, and in winter I diffuse easy air. It purifies the air in it, and it gets rid of that gymmy smell.
Yes.
And in summer I diffuse citrus bliss and possibly peppermint oils.
Nice. Bit of a zing?
Bit of a zing, yeah. Right. So a little bit of that woo-woo.
But a touch of sensible woo-woo.
Oh, yeah.
Functional woo-woo. That's what
we
like.
I'm a baby boomer. We only do sensible, functional stuff.
Right. Okay, so with my invitation in hand, wafted through your courtyard, past your lovely fountain, and found my way accidentally, and it would be for me accidentally, I assure you, into your studio, what can I expect?
Wow. What can you expect? You will expect to discover yourself.
Is that muscles I didn't know I had?
Part thereof. Yeah.
Is this an exercise thing? Is it a mental thing? Tell me about this powerhouse idea.
All of that. So let me talk you through how I'd invite someone to come along.
Sure.
I would offer them a free functional assessment. So how that looks is I will take you through some basic movement patterns, and what will show up is any imbalances, any stuff that doesn't work, anything that you're trying to protect and hide from.
So when you're talking about functional assessment here, you're not talking about whether or not the room looks nice and we've got right canapes and glasses of wine in the corner. Wrong type of function, right?
Actually, that's a nice idea. But yeah, wrong type of function.
And when we're talking about assessment, we're talking arms go up, arms go down.
Yeah, bum goes down, bum comes up, legs here, legs there.
Yeah, ankles go around, sort of kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and whether I can bend over and touch my toes or I can sort of kind of slump my shoulders a bit and hope for the best.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Okay, cool. So once you've worked out physically the bits of me which do not clearly function quite as well as they could have done, what's next?
Oh, show you how to get it sorted.
So you roll your eyes and go, oh, there's just nothing I can do.
Oh my God, why do you want?
Look, we need a green smoothie and we'll go to the pub.
Yeah, canapes and wine. Let's go.
Right.
Beer and pizza.
Beer and pizza. It works for me. Okay, cool. So we've got the functional assessment happening. Mm-hmm. You've decided that there's some things you could do to help.
Yes.
Range of mobility or just to get us basically functioning as human beings.
Yes.
Cool. So what comes next?
I will show you how to sort it. Mm-hmm. The other thing I do is I provide a program that you can do at home that will get it sorted.
Homework?
Homework, yes. I can give you homework if you want it. If you don't want it, doesn't matter. I will take you through some exercises and you'll probably find that straight away that stuff is starting to iron itself out and you'll actually walk out straighter than you walked in.
Well, that'd be nice. So instant results.
Pretty much instant. Nice. Depending on what's going on for you, right? And the moment you kind of get in your car, drive home and get out, you kind of probably go, back to where you were before. So I arm you. I get you dangerous, right, in your own life.
Because they will always need more danger in their lives.
We do, absolutely. we do. Well, I've got access to an app that was created by physiotherapists, and they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of exercises on them. And I just choose the exercises that are going to be appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. And I email it to you. You can open it on your phone, and what pops up is someone doing the exercise, someone talking like a voiceover while the person's doing the exercise. And then there's also a written, you know, because people learn different ways, right? Yeah.
So you can see what it's supposed to look like rather than going, now, what did you show me again? Was that arm out?
Or yeah.
Hang on, which way do my fingers go?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, if you're a member of a gym, I can write you a program and send you on your way.
Cool. So is this a for everybody sort of kind of thing? Or like a really sort of generic-y, not generic, I mean, by generic, I don't mean sort of kind of a one size fits all. What I mean. Yeah. Basically, someone comes into you, they don't have to have a specific type of problem, like you only deal with left shoulders.
No.
So I can come in with, I'm not even sure what's wrong with me, but it just doesn't feel right, or I've got no energy, or my head falls off at the end of each day, or something like that.
You can come in thinking that you're completely healthy, and you just might be.
You just might be. It's unlikely, but you just might be.
Dear, as we get older, we will not necessarily hurt ourselves, but if we're sitting at a desk, work is a great example.
Because we're designed to do this.
We're shaped like a chair.
Yeah, so. We're bent in the middle. What's the problem?
Yeah. So if you've been at a desk, like if you've been studying, if you've been at high school and then you've gone to uni and then you've stepped out into the workforce where it keeps you behind a desk, or if you're a driver, you know, there's a whole, I can guarantee there's going to be something that doesn't work as well as it should. And from there, there's usually a string of events.
I guess it's a bit like when you might hurt an ankle. And because you're favouring the ankle, then you end up with a problem with the knee and then your hips.
And the lower back.
Then the ankle's fine, but you've still got a sore hip, but you never hurt your hip to start with. Did you always do this? This is something you woke up at age 7 and went, I know, I'm going to be a person fixer. Or did you have like a past life?
I don't even know how to answer that question. And I feel like I should.
You weren't a closet accountant when you left school or anything unusual like that?
I hated school.
And tell me you actually left school, found a career you loved, and you're still doing it.
No. I didn't know I had access to this. So I moved up from Esperance in 1999 to start a sports science degree. Now, when I left school, it was 1978. There were very few options at university. It was teaching or...
Yeah, you could be a nurse.
Or a nurse. Or, you know, it was very limited, right? And I didn't...
There's a bunch of time between those two dates.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? There is. And I got married very young. I got married at 19. And that
means that wasn't that young back then.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. But I kind of allowed my life to drift along with my husband, right? He was a school teacher. And it wasn't until the marriage had gone out the window, two beautiful girls, and then I went to lunch with a friend one day when I was single and came home pregnant, so I do have a son as well.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, and I was always involved in netball and basketball and squash, and then when I hit 30, my knee didn't work anymore, so I took up triathlon.
Okay.
Because that's what you do, right? Anyway, and I was a swimming teacher at one stage too, and I just stumbled across an old friend, and by old friend, I mean she would have been in her 60s.
Right, so it's not just a friend you've known for a long time, but she's
a long time,
actually
and
old.
She was older, and I hadn't seen her around for a little while, and I said, where have you been? What's been going on? And she said, Gail, you need to do this. And she'd just completed a sports science degree and a health science degree, a double degree. I know, right?
What an inspiration. It's like, I can do it, you can do it. Get your act together.
She said, you should be doing this. I was a single mom. I had four jobs. I was waitressing. I was working in a cafe. I was swimming. I had two swimming jobs and really going nowhere fast. And she said, you should do this. I went, oh, okay. So I packed up and left Esperance, and I did it.
Well done.
I did it. And it was like, I took to it like a duck to water. I had no clue how I'd be at university because I'd left school 21 years before, but I had no clue, right? Mm. I was a single mum. I just felt like I was a single mum.
That was what defined you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And I just, it just so worked for me. And then from there, I found my niche working with women very early on in that.
And that's what you prefer to work in now?
Yeah, I do. I can make the biggest difference to my ladies over 40.
So why ladies over 40?
Been there, done that.
So it's because you obviously can relate. It's not that I have a problem with young people, but sometimes you just go, you know what? I am 46 years old. Don't come bouncing at me with your 18-year-old pert butt and tell me, just one more push-up. And it's like, you know what? You cannot relate to me. This is not how. Or someone who's always been fit all their lives.
Yeah.
Who go, it's okay, we'll just go for a walk. You're going, you know, and they don't have an idea of what it's like to carry excess weight. People say, oh, you know, you just have to get fit. I am not a small person. I have never been a small person, though I have definitely been smaller than I am now. I have a rather ample bosom, if I may say that, in public on radio. If you ask me to sit there and go for a run, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how good my bra is, it's just not going to freaking happen. Because it's uncomfortable. It's just, I don't, people say, oh, you just do, you know, after the first 5 minutes, it'll be fine. You're going, no, you're not getting me. It's not my breathing which is an issue. It's the fact that all of me wobbles. To actually relate to someone who has been on the planet for a little longer time, who actually gets where I'm up to, what I'm going to, I can see that could really work.
Yeah, well, it does.
That's good, she says, because I'm running a business and I know it works.
Yeah.
So do you have, obviously, women who are getting a bit older, those of us in our 40s and we're rapidly racing towards our 50s and perhaps a little bit beyond, we've obviously got other issues going on, as well as just the fact that perhaps we've had one too many donuts, we've raised our children, but they're at a point where they're teenagers and you're no longer chasing them around and you spend too much time behind a desk and you have got caught up in your small businesses. You know, obviously everything's constantly changing. So to work with someone like you, I imagine, would be a great idea.
I think so.
And this would be a great time to jump in with your menopause thing.
I'm not mad I'm menopausal. It came about in about 2003. When I ran some seminars for Women's Health Works, I don't think it's called Women's Health Works anymore.
Right.
But they approached ECU, I was working at the sports centre there, and said, who have we got who can provide a seminar? They said, just Women's Health. And at that stage, I think...
Women's Health, immediately you think pregnancy,
yeah,
problems with pelvic floor, cervical cancer, that's the thing, breast cancer, that's your Women's Health, that's what that's all about.
At that time, I was 42, so whilst it hadn't occurred to me that I was heading down that track at that stage, I was still very aware of the women that I'd been training and what they were dealing with. So I thought, well, what a great...
I haven't got that far myself, but does it really make that much of a difference to the way you exercise and the way that you live your life? I mean, you hear people say, oh, I've got a bit of a hot flush.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming there's more to it than
that. Oh, far out, yeah. It starts when you're 30, right? So you're marching along up to the age of 30 and you're at your strongest and your fittest and your very best. You hit 30 and then everything starts to go downhill. Like every decade you lose between 2-5% of your lean muscle tissue. Now that doesn't sound like a lot. And you start to lose this lean muscle tissue even though you're fit and active. You will lose this lean muscle tissue. So you've lost your 2-5% in your 30s. You've lost another 2-5% on top of that in your 40s. And then you hit 50 and you're still going downhill and then your hormones drop out from underneath you. And this can happen from the age of 45 onwards. And some people younger, some people older, right? And when you lose those protective hormones, like estrogen is protective hormones for us girls, the lean muscle tissue drops out even further. So for some people it might look like they get really big. They start to gather body fat, right?
Right, I guess that's your body protecting itself from...
Well, as you're losing your lean muscle tissue, your metabolism shuts down. And some people are predisposed to put on weight quite quickly as we get older. You know, we're dealing with this loss of lean muscle tissue and everything that goes with it. What goes with it is you get your aches and pains, depression, anxiety. All of this is directly linked to a loss of lean muscle tissue. Wow. And it happens naturally, right? It happens naturally. So, and then it's accelerated by our shifting hormones. I've been menopausal since the age of 51. So I'm 57 now, so for the last 6 years. So not just any exercise is going to work. We have to find a way to restore our bodies back to when we're 30. It's doable. Just got to be very careful how you word it, because if I said the word bodybuilding to women, they'd go, no, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to put the time and energy into it takes to look like that, and they don't need it.
So you're just talking about re-establishing effectively the lost lean muscle tissue, so that your body goes, oh, hang on a minute, I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Look, there's probably about 50 different symptoms that go with being menopausal or stepping perimenopausal. And it does, it affects women in different ways. So 20% of women have no symptoms whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Their periods just stopped and it's over and done with and they go, what just happened? 60% have varying degrees of symptoms, and 20% can be really quite debilitating, especially with the hot flushes. And they might need hormone replacement to help them get by. But probably 85% of those 50 symptoms can be dealt with the return of restoration of lean muscle tissue.
Nice.
Your depression, your anxiety, irritability, your forgetfulness, all of that can be counterbalanced with great exercise.
Who knew? Well, obviously you did, but I think that's a missing piece of information.
Yeah.
It's like someone said to me the other day that serotonin is actually made in your gut. It's like, hang on a minute, I always thought serotonin was made in your brain. So it's these connections we just don't get.
Yeah.
And I think if more people knew that, then you could go, hang on a minute, now I can know what I can do about this. Who knew? You did, luckily.
Yep.
So if we need to know more about this, how do we get hold of you?
Phone message is probably the best way to get hold of me. Smoke signals. Not so effective because I'm kind of, you know, I'm in a bit of a bunker where I am in the gym, right? So I may miss that. But call me, Facebook Messenger.
Okay, cool. So jump on an email, jump on Facebook Messenger. So just Gail Walker.
Yes, Gail Walker or Powerhouse Private Training Studio.
And that'll come up.
It'll come up.
Brilliant, fantastic. So get hold of you, have the conversation. You can at least do the assessment. You can go, yes, your arms go up and no, we don't go down so well. We can fix that. And if you're starting on this, obviously, menopausal journey yourself, that building of lean muscle tissue can make all the difference in the world.
Far out, yeah.
Thank you, Gail. I have learned so much having a discussion with you. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.